Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Friday, June 25th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. The Iraqi handover is close, but Christians are ready. The Sri Lankan cabinet approves an anti-conversion bill, and an AIDS orphan outreach in Zambia helps change lives. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Bomb attacks, threats of assassination, and executions, all of it coming ahead of Iraq's transfer to sovereignty next week. It's not getting in the way of ministry. World Help works with a network of 72 churches, including a large church in Baghdad. The pastor posted a sign that read, "Jesus is the light of the world." World Help's Vernon Brewer says Muslims didn't like it, but the pastor didn't back down.
He asked them if they respected the Bible as Muslims, and they said yes. And he asked them if they believed Jesus was a prophet, and they said yes. So he turned in the New Testament to John 8:12, where Jesus says, "I'm the light of the world." And amazingly, these militant Muslims apologized. They said, "We're sorry. We respect you. We want to be your friends." It was a God moment.
World Help is focusing on New Testament distribution.
The Iraqi people love to read, and they've asked us for more New Testaments. For a gift of $5, we can not only print the New Testament, but get it distributed.
A video of their Iraq work is available for your church. Call our resource line for details. Meanwhile, much to the dismay of Christians, the Sri Lankan cabinet has approved anti-conversion legislation. The proposal now goes to Parliament for further discussion. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says the measure is problematic for outreach.
Basically, it's going to make the spread of Christianity harder to do in that country. And already there's many handicaps to ministry in that country among evangelical Christians, including missionaries. It's just going to marginalize the right to embrace a religion of their choice.
Christians are in the minority in Sri Lanka, representing 8% of the population. Dykstra explains that if the bill passes in Parliament, ministries are going to have to be very careful if they continue to work in and around Sri Lanka. He says prayer will play a big role.
I think we really have to uphold the missionaries there and the evangelical church. Unfortunately, even though we see growth in the Christian community there, there's also a lot of division.
You're listening to Mission Network News. It's out of the headlines, but the needs in Haiti are still great. Torrential rains left more than 3,000 people dead or missing in Haiti and the neighboring Dominican Republic. New Life World Aid, a ministry of Campus Crusade for Christ, is working through the local church to help the victims. New Life's Philip Morris.
Many villages and many families who are still unreached with aid where the flood happened. People who were affected really lost everything. That means they lost their houses, they lost all their cooking utensils and equipment, they lost all their clothing, all their food supplies.
Morris says your support helps New Life as they work through the local church.
The impact is huge. You know, some people are negative towards the church, but when you're helped by the church, that attitude can change. And we've seen that this kind of project can actually plant new churches. It can grow existing churches.
Next, Grace Ministries International says a medical team visit to the Rakwa Valley in Tanzania turned out to be an exciting ministry. The outreach was medical and spiritual in nature, with treatment for eye disorders and fitting others with glasses, as well as general health issues. Along with dental extractions, the teams also were involved in open-air preaching. As a result of the outreach, 8 people came to Christ. And Teen Mission's Orphan Rescue Unit in Zambia is helping save lives. The village has about 130 orphans altogether. 3 granaries have been built and the gardens are healthy. Last year, groundnuts were grown, which benefited malnourished babies. Much is also being accomplished medically. Tropical sores, infections, malaria, worms, and aches are just some of the problems being effectively treated. Even more exciting is the report that 30 children have accepted Christ as their Savior. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book shares true stories and adventures through missionary aviation that will inspire you in your faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.